Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David, and this week I've been talking about this topic. Some people will say you can't trust the Bible because it portrays God as vengeful and wrathful for the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament, and then suddenly in the New Testament, God is loving, forgiving, and compassionate. Well, the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And the Bible is such an important resource for helping us know who God is, and also we can trust that it's true. There are not two different versions of God. And so this week I have shown you just a few select texts where God is portrayed as a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger. Throughout the Old Testament, he is loving his people, he is saving his people, he is providing, he is forgiving, he is doing all of these things in the Old Testament. Then we switched gears and saw that it's in the New Testament that we see some of the most detailed and graphic depictions of God's wrath and judgment, especially in Revelation, but also in the words of Jesus and in his preaching. So how do these go together? How can we say that God is consistently, through Old and New Testament, a loving, forgiving, gracious, and compassionate God, and yet we cannot lose sight of the fact that he is the judge of the living and the dead? He does rule over the earth, and he does hold the wicked to account. How do those go together? Well, one way you could just start and see that a human judge in a human court could be very strict and will uphold the law if he is a good judge, if he loves the law, if he loves justice. He's not going to just simply dismiss the cases of all the criminals brought before him. He is going to sentence people and judge people. And we would not necessarily then conclude that that judge is mean, intolerant, judgmental, or any such thing. No, he might be a very, or she might be very loving as a parent, might be very committed to helping the poor in the community, might be very personally forgiving, never, you know, really holds anyone's personal sin against them, you know, never seeks vengeance in their personal life, could be very gracious and compassionate. But when they sit down and take on the title judge and a guilty criminal is before them, yes, they're going to uphold the law. I think God is very much in a position like that. God, because he is creator, is necessarily ruler over the world. And the things that go on in his creation reflect on him and his glory. And he is a perfectly righteous God. He is perfectly holy. There is nothing sinful or wrong about him. And therefore, he must judge wickedness. Therefore, he must vindicate his holiness by not overlooking the acts of the wicked, by not just simply dismissing them, but upholding justice. Yet he is gracious and loving, and we see that come together, I think, in this New Testament passage in Matthew chapter 23. Jesus preaches, "Woe to you Pharisees and teachers of the law." He's saying it's going to be bad for you. You're not going to be able to escape the judgment that is coming because you've had one opportunity after another. God has been patiently calling on you to repentance, and you keep going the way you want to go, and you keep rejecting God. And so it's going to be pretty bad for you, is what Jesus says. So Jesus is not a softy. Jesus is not, oh, you know, whatever sin you commit, that's okay with me. No, Jesus also preached judgment and warned people against judgment. But he does so because he's gracious and compassionate. Just like God sent Jonah to Nineveh to preach against their wickedness, he did so because he wanted them to repent so he could forgive them. So in the same way, Jesus says in Matthew 23, verse 37, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left you desolate." So Jesus is preaching that destruction is coming on Jerusalem because of their sin. And Jesus says, that's not how I want it to be. Yes, I am going to bring this destruction on you. And Jesus is saying this. He's saying, here's what's going to happen to you because you have rejected me and the prophets I'm going to send. But Jesus says, it's not my fault. It's not God's fault. He says, How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. That's God's position. That's Jesus' position. And I believe Jesus is describing himself as God in this passage, because when he says, how often I have longed to gather you together, you know, as chicks under the wing of a hen. In other words, I want to protect you. I want to gather you around me and shield you from the destruction that's going to come when the Romans are going to come within 40 years of Jesus' teaching and preaching ministry and destroy Jerusalem. He says, I want to protect you from all that bad stuff. I want to keep you safe and nourish you. The problem is not with me. The problem is with you. And Jesus isn't just talking about the past year or two. This is terminology that goes back into the Old Testament. God keeps describing himself as a type of mother bird, or type of bird that wants to protect with his wings. He talks about rescuing the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt on his wings. He talks all through the Psalms. We see David praising God as the one who he seeks shelter from in the shadow of his wings. So this is a description of God in the Old Testament always wanting to protect his people. And Jesus says, that's me. I am that God who protected you from slavery, or rescued you from slavery in Egypt. I'm the God who kept calling on you through the prophets to return to me so that I could protect you from your enemies. And you kept rejecting and rejecting and rejecting. The problem was never with the lack of graciousness or compassion from God or from Jesus. Consistently in the Old and New Testament, the problem is with us and our sin. There are certain laws at work in the universe. There are physical laws. There are spiritual laws. There are physical laws like gravity. So if you climb to the top of a tall building and jump down, you're going to run into the ground. You know, if you don't have a parachute or anything like that, gravity is going to go into effect and you're going to hit the ground hard and you're going to get hurt. And if you do that, you can't blame the people that built the building, the construction workers. You can't blame them. You can't blame God for that. You can only blame yourself. You can't blame gravity. It's not a person. It didn't decide to do that. It's just a law, okay? Now, the same thing's true when you sin against God. God doesn't want to judge you. God doesn't want to condemn you. He will, to maintain justice, to maintain his holiness. He's not going to compromise his holiness. If you run smack dab into a holy God in your sin and violating his decrees, it's going to hurt. But in the same way, you can't blame God. This is just a principle at work in the universe that God, in order to maintain the fact that he is a just God and is good and right, he cannot just ignore sin and evil. There has to be a consequence. The good news is that even though God is judge, and God must judge wickedness and sin, and God will judge your wickedness and sin if you continue in it, the good news is that God is also at the same time gracious and compassionate. Look, Jesus was wanting to gather them together. The problem was they were not willing. It's the same thing is true for you. God wants to gather you to protect you from the judgment, from condemnation. In fact, he's provided Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay for your sin. If you face God's judgment, it will be no one's fault but your own. Because God is saying right now, believe in me, trust in me, receive my gift of salvation and righteousness, and I am a gracious and compassionate God. And I won't compromise my integrity as a righteous judge, but on the basis of what Jesus has done for you, I can forgive you. I want to forgive you because of how loving I am. Won't you turn to God if you have not done that and receive that forgiveness today? Well, I'm going to wrap up this series tomorrow and look at some other verses in the Bible that show how God is consistently both completely loving and yet a judge of the wicked in the Old and New Testament. If you have any questions about this program, you can always call 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.